Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Naples, where we explore Spanish quarters. The grid of narrow and often dark streets can boast with some of the best food in this southern Italian city. Our guide is Monocle's Anna Sivecka.
Life in Naples rarely seems to be so harmonious and well-composed like the popular Neapolitan songs. Take this one, created for the opening of the first funicular cable car on Mount Vesuvius. I'm in the middle of Quartieri Spagnoli, and here everything needs to find its space. And almost everything makes some noise. If you are entering the district from the side of Monte Santo, as I did a moment ago, just before getting lost in these small streets, stop to admire fish and frutti di mare at the seafood market near Piazza Pinaseca and along Via Porta Medina. Bacala from the northern European seas, together with cozze or anchovies, the treasures of the Tyrrhenian Sea. You'll find them prepared in a Neapolitan way, of course, on the tables of pretty much every restaurant. Seafood in Naples is a must. If you are heading towards Quartieri Spagnoli from the coast side, you'll know where it starts from the moment you see Grand Café Gambrinus. Founded by two brothers in the mid-19th century, this literary café looks like a true palazzo. Throughout the years, it witnessed visits of artists and writers like Wilde or Hemingway, European politicians and Pope Francis. You too should visit for a café alla nocciola and desserts like soaked in rum baba or Vesuvio, in case the real volcano is hidden behind clouds. Now let's talk about pizza, the best-known gift of the Neapolitan cuisine. When in Naples, it's hard not to eat it and equally hard to be disappointed with it. But besides the classic Neapolitan pizza, wake up the pizza explorer in you and head to Antica Pizza Fritta da Zia Esterina Sorbillo for a deep-fried pizza, a street food version. You might have seen young Sofia Loren playing a role of a pizza fritta maker in the movie L'Oro di Napoli, The Gold of Naples. And well, pizza fritta is a bit like that Neapolitan gold. Stuffed with meat, cheese or plain, looks to me like an enormous golden fish. Served wrapped in paper, can feed you properly until the rest of the day. Start climbing to the higher streets of Spanish quarters. It feels like time has stopped here. Raise your head to see portraits of Diego Maradona. See the pictures of passed away family members surrounded by candles and flowers, the tiny houses with racks full of laundry in front of them, stalls with fresh fruit and vegetables, and places where you can repair your motorbike. You'll find here a strong sense of identity and hear even stronger Neapolitan dialect. And you might even grasp why the cucina povera, and that the simplest dish might be the most tasteful when made with love. You'll feel here a strong sense of identity and hear even stronger Neapolitan language. And you might even grasp why the cucina povera, and that the simplest dish might be the most tasteful when made with love. To try the homemade dishes as if prepared by nonna or mamma, visit Trattoria de Nanella. Don't let the manners of some waiters discourage you. As you are about to be served the best breaded mozzarella, breaded ricotta, aubergine with tomatoes, and pasta e patate con provola, It'll be simple and served in seconds, but trust me, it'll be the comfort food you need. To sit down more quietly, but not in total silence, no, we are still in Naples, drop by Trattoria Speranzella. This tiny restaurant on the corner of Vico Berio and Via Speranzella becomes my shelter on this rainy afternoon. There's white wine, mozzarella and Parma to keep me company as I wait for pasta with cozza. Oh, there is also that singing bird. And as I sit and drink wine, I think whether Elena Ferrante ran the streets of Quartieri Spagnoli as a child, to later on writing Neapolitan novels, and what kind of pasta her mama made. For Monocle in Naples, I'm Anna Szwedzka.
This has been episode number 113 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Anna for the tour in Naples. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.